Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Wednesday, March 30th. The Owen Sound Regional Hospital Foundation has presented a $600,000 check to President and CEO of Grey Bruce Health Services, Gary Sims. The money will help purchase new workstations on wheels for nurses, an OR table used for hip and knee surgery, systems to track and sterilize surgical instruments, among other items. Anyone who is interested in making a donation to the Caring for Tomorrow Endowment Fund can contact the Owen Sound Regional Hospital Foundation. The Nuclear Innovation Institute's Municipal Innovation Council says about $500,000 in external funding has made a couple of projects possible this year. Director for the Center for Municipal Innovation, Becky Smith, says two key projects are the Smart Beaches project, where wave action is measured, and a new digital flood mapping project. The National Disaster Mitigation Program is allowing the Municipal Innovation Center to advance its Mapping the Bruce project, which will replace old, outdated maps and help communities prep for fluctuations in water levels and shoreline erosion, and help municipal decision makers determine risk areas and come up with mitigation strategies. The collected data will be shared with Bruce County municipalities, local conservation authorities, and Indigenous communities. The NII's Municipal Innovation Council says leveraging this technology will save years of manual in-house geographic information system work. Former Chief of Defense Staff Jonathan Vance has pleaded guilty to one charge of obstruction of justice. The charge relates to an investigation into allegations of sexual misconduct. A joint statement of fact in the case says Vance called Major Kelly Brennan and attempted to get her to not disclose the extent of their relationship. Vance has been sentenced on that single charge of obstruction of justice to 80 hours of community service and 12 months of probation. Vance was not charged with sexual misconduct. Despite Russia's claim it would cut back attacks on Ukraine's capital city, Kyiv, they continued overnight last night. According to Ukrainian officials, there has been no removal or relocation of Russian troops either. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin told French President Emmanuel Macron last night Ukrainians must surrender the city of Mariupol or Russian shelling will continue. More than 4 million people have now fled Ukraine. Grey Bruce OPP say a youth has been charged with assault following a disturbance in the township of Southgate. Police say on March 7th, around 1:15 in the afternoon, they responded to a disturbance where officers determined a criminal offense had occurred, but the accused had left the scene. OPP say the accused was later located and arrested. They have been charged with two counts of assault. Because the accused is a youth, they cannot be named under the Youth Criminal Justice Act. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is down 11 points to 22,075. The Dow Jones is down 65 points. Our dollar is trading at 80.13 U.S. cents, up 15 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $107.40, up $3.16 a barrel. In sports, the World Cup-bound Canadian men's team play on the road in Panama tonight to close out their CONCACAF qualifying campaign. New FIFA rankings come out tomorrow, and a win for Canada would improve its standing ahead of Friday's World Cup, raising its chances of being in a less challenging group. Game time tonight is 9:05. In the NBA, the Toronto Raptors host the Minnesota Timberwolves. That's underway at 7:30 this evening at Scotiabank Arena. The Raptors currently sit sixth in the Eastern Conference, the final spot to qualify directly for the playoffs. Cleveland Cavaliers are one game back, and they take on the Dallas Mavericks tonight. Six games in the NHL tonight, including the Winnipeg Jets against the Buffalo Sabres. Tomorrow, the Jets are in Toronto to take on the Maple Leafs. The Flint Firebirds host the London Knights in the lone game in the Ontario Hockey League tonight. Friday, the Owen Sound Attack return to action in a road game against the Guelph Storm. In the Provincial Junior Hockey League playoffs, elimination games in the Pollock Division semifinals tonight, the Hanover Barons visit the Wingham Ironmen with a 3-0 series lead, while the Mount Forest Patriots play Game 4 at home against the Mitchell Hawks as they look to extend their series. Both those games are underway at 8:30 tonight. And in Major League Baseball Grapefruit League action, the Toronto Blue Jays take on the New York Yankees. First pitch is set to fly at 6:35 this evening.